This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A small protein is restoring youth to older brains. Scientists have identified the common denominator behind three different processes that all boost brain function. Injections of the anti-aging hormone Clotho, infusions of young blood, and exercise have each been shown to promote cognitive rejuvenation in older mice. But until now, researchers didn't know precisely why. Now, researchers on three teams have named a small protein called platelet Factor 4, or PF4, as the powerhouse behind the processes. PF4 is secreted by blood platelets and plays a role in the body's immune system response, promoting blood coagulation at wounds and helping to stave off infections. Based on the recent research, though, it's clear that it does much more. Leading researchers say that the protein may one day tap into a fountain of youth. Scientists had previously found PF4 to exist in larger quantities in younger plasma than in older. PF4 infusions decreased inflammation in the brain and led to better memory and learning tasks. PF4 actually causes the immune system to look younger. It's decreasing all of the active pro-aging immune factors, leading to a brain with less inflammation, more plasticity, and eventually more cognition, the researchers say. PF4 could bring 70-year-olds to function closer to their late 30s or early 40s. The Montana Supreme Court will allow two pro-construction housing laws passed by the 2023 Montana legislature to proceed. A lower court order had temporarily suspended the laws. Montana's High Court ruled on Tuesday that the laws can take effect as a challenge brought by a Bozeman-based homeowners coalition is litigated. The homeowners, organized as Montanans Against Irresponsible Densification, or MAID, challenged the bills and two other housing measures last year, arguing that the legislature's efforts to promote infill development by limiting local zoning restrictions amounted to imposing top-down densification that would harm the quality of life in their neighborhoods. An initial ruling by Gallatin County District Court Judge Mike Salvagni agreed that the plaintiffs were threatened with immediate harm sufficient to justify blocking the laws while the case is fully litigated, but a 5-member panel of Supreme Court justices disagreed in a unanimous opinion published on Tuesday. The group called MAID, wrote Montana Supreme Court Justice Beth Baker, offered only generalized fears and supposition about the potential effects of the two bills. She also noted that briefs filed by the Montana legislature and the housing advocacy group Shelter Whitefish had demonstrated that the bills had been passed to advance the public welfare by addressing the housing crisis following an extensive deliberative process that included recommendations by a housing task force. MAID members have argued that development made possible under the slate of 2023 housing bills won't make a meaningful contribution to solving Montana's housing crisis. The state's typical home price has risen by 64% since the start of 2020 to an average price of $470,000, according to Zillow. The first of the two previously blocked laws is Senate Bill 323, which would require cities with 5,000 residents or more to allow duplex housing on any home lot. The second is Senate Bill 528, which would require cities to adopt regulations allowing more construction of accessory dwelling units or secondary housing structures that share parcels with larger homes. Both bills had been slated to take effect at the start of 2024. The other two bills challenged in court are called the New Montana Land Use Planning Act, which requires cities of 7,000 residents or more to allow apartment-style housing in most areas zoned as commercial. All four laws passed last year's legislature with bipartisan support. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.